Let's talk about how to hit the ground running with customer service as an entrepreneur. When starting your own business or just escaping the 9-to-5 grind with a work-from-home setup, entrepreneurs often find themselves with a million and one things to do. That's just part of the job. You've got to set up and maintain your website, get a product or offer together, create content, maintain an email list, manage your social media, and probably a whole lot more. And while most of us understand that working for yourself still equates to running a business, that mindset doesn't always seem to directly translate over from the offline world when it comes to customer service. Once you start selling, however, even if you're an affiliate, you have customers, and these are people who have put their trust in you in some capacity to be on a recommendation or to help mentor them through a challenge they're facing. But for many marketers, the relationship nurturing seems to largely stop after the sale. I know, because I did it too back in my affiliate marketing heyday. In fact, pretty much everyone does it, which is why we're about to go over a few pointers for handling customer service and relationships as an entrepreneur or small online-based business. All right, you need to have some communication channel and you need to make it obvious. That's the first step, okay? One of the first mistakes that online marketers make is not actually having a channel for customers to get a hold of them, or at the very least, not publicizing it. For most people, the first and easiest jumping off point here is email. Make it clear to customers throughout your autoresponder series or in your thank you for a purchase email that they can simply reply to your emails at any time if they have a question. And when you start to build up some volume, you may want to swap over to a software solution that lets you manage tickets like Groove or Freshdesk or Zendesk. And another thing you need to keep in mind is not to take things personally. Unfortunately, I've had some really bad interactions with marketers over the years. Several times this has come in the form of a rude or informal email communication. You have to remember, even if your business is your baby, and even if you're the actual face of your business, a complaint is not a personal attack on you. A customer complaint in any industry is the result of a customer feeling they haven't gotten the value that they were promised and reaching out to the person or the brand that they deem the most able to make it right. So you want to follow up on complaints even with people who didn't actually complain. All right, that might sound a little bit silly, but take my word on this one. Often a customer complaining is actually indicative of a trend of underlying problems that are affecting more than just that one person. For example, if someone messages you and lets you know that your emails aren't displaying properly on mobile screens, it's likely that many other people have experienced that same exact problem, but just haven't bothered to take the time to reach out about it. Instead, they just didn't bother to read your email at all. In a sense, you really should be thanking the ones who complain, because they could be saving you from losing out on a lot of other business. All right, so those are just a couple of tips to keeping your customers happy. And even if you're just getting started in your online business, it's really never too early to start doing an awesome job at customer service.